What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And again, they're already putting out in the media, oh, yes, we're convinced Russia's behind this ransomware because they attacked Ukraine and they hate Ukraine. And, of course, this ransomware is all across Russia right now. Ukraine and Russia have both been hit almost equally. And it is in the United States and Great Britain and France. It's going across Europe. It's really out of control. And so here's what we get. You know, Russia did it. Russia's to blame. Again, no evidence whatsoever. But right now, the corporate media's attitude is anything bad that happens, it's Russia's fault. Get a flat tire, Vladimir Putin did it. Waxy yellow buildup in your floor corners, Putin did that too. Socks are missing from the dryer, Putin stole them. That's it. No matter what goes wrong, Putin did it. Russia did it. And they're already out there. Meanwhile, over in Russia, they're saying that this latest cyber attack really serves as a wake-up call. There have to be international efforts to halt this epidemic of cybercrime. These criminals have to be hunted down and, in my opinion, crucified live on national TV as a deterrent. But it is out of control. Our government's doing absolutely nothing about it, and Russia is saying it's time to do something. It's time to find a way to find these criminals. We don't have to find them all. We just make a really nasty example of the ones we get. And I'm absolutely in agreement because we're talking about massive economic losses, loss of productivity. And in the case where hospitals are infected by this ransomware and they can't get their files back, we're talking about possible risk to health and life of the patients. This is all very, very serious. I mean, this thing got into Chernobyl and shut down the automated radiation monitoring system. So now the technicians are having to basically walk around the remains of that reactor with hand monitors like this one. And take the readings manually. And that, of course, exposes them to danger. So it really is completely out of control. And something does need to be done. Something dramatic here. Now, do you remember the case of Lavoie Finicum? This was had to do with that standoff up in Oregon at the Federal Wildlife Refuge. And somebody shot Lavoie Finicum, and everybody was sort of pointing fingers back and forth. It was assumed it might be the FBI snipers, but they said they never discharged their weapons. Police had said they had seen some shells where two FBI agents were standing, and when they went back with the evidence bag, they were gone. Well, apparently, one of those FBI agents has been indicted for lying about the killing of Lavoie Finicum. And apparently, his name has not yet been released. But apparently, he was caught lying, and they're going to indict him. Now, what I want to see is an indictment for the person who killed Lavoie Finicum, because if he was not shot by the authorized sniper team, then somebody murdered him. And being an FBI agent does not make you exempt from being a murderer. It is spinning out of control here. Okay, again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Need some calls here to finish out the show. Now, do you remember the Trump dossier? Trump and some prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow did some really icky things, and it turned out it was a fiction. It's already been discredited. And apparently there was this individual, this former MI5 agent who wrote it, but he in turn was working for a company. And apparently Planned Parenthood has now hired that exact same company. They're trying to push back on all these videos showing that Planned Parenthood was basically taking these aborted babies and selling them for parts, which shocked a lot of people, understandably. And Planned Parenthood is trying to launch a campaign saying that the videos were deceptively edited. Well, again, if you're watching the videos, there's not a lot of editing to begin with. It's not like they're cutting and pasting individual words. And it is rather amazing to see Planned Parenthood, and for that matter CNN, insisting these videos, catching them doing inappropriate things. Oh, it's got to be fake. It's got to be an absolute fake here. When they're the fakers. And by the way, we're getting word Project Veritas has yet more videos about CNN to leak on out. So this is just going to be hammer blow after hammer blow after hammer blow. And boy, I got to tell you, I'm really enjoying it because CNN deserves it. All the corporate media who have betrayed the trust of the American people, they deserve to be brought down. They deserve to be exposed, and it looks like it's starting to happen. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And speaking of corporate media, I couldn't believe this story. This is coming out of Natural News. And apparently over at the BBC, there are apparently some articles published under anonymous. They're not naming the author. And basically they're trying to minimize the gravity of pedophilia. And apparently this is similar to what the far-left publication Salon tried to do several years back. And even the New York Times got in on this. Oh, it's not that big a deal here. You're just, you know, just your politicians are having sex with children. You people are being so picky. And the gist of the current BBC articles is that pedophilia is just another sexual orientation akin to being gay or transgender. Well, there is a significant difference here. If you are gay, or for that matter, straight, or whatever, and you are engaging in sex, you are presumably doing so with a consenting adult who knows what they are consenting to. That is clearly not the case with pedophilia. You're taking advantage of little kids who may not even understand just what it is you are asking them to do. That's why there is such a thing as an age of consent law. Below this age, this person is not capable of making these kind of choices. And that is the difference. It's not just another sexual orientation. And like I said, in my youth, I was a wild child. And I'm not going to stand up here and moralize about anybody's sexual behavior. But when it comes to kids, it's a whole different thing. When we're talking about kids, some very primitive paternal instincts kick in, and I am not apologetic about them at all. Because when you do something like this to a child, it's more than just the sex act. You are taking away their innocence. You are taking away their youth. You're forcing them to grow up too young. And the thing about growing up and growing old, it is a one-way street. You don't get to turn around and go back to being innocent. You don't get to turn around and go back to believing in Santa Claus. It's taken from you forever. And when you look at how the victims of pedophilia, how much trouble they have later in life because of what happened to them. No, this is not just another sexual orientation. I don't know, maybe they put this out here because of that article about all the child porn that was found in the Vatican the other day. It's amazing stuff. All right, we know that exposure to toxic chemicals has become a major problem in our society. We know that the various government agencies, which are funded on tax dollars, that are supposed to be protecting our health, protecting our environment, are in fact not actually doing that. We have the Flint water problem And it's not confined to Flint, Michigan. They're now finding chromium in 75% of the tap water in the United States of America. There was that horrific situation out in California. Remember Aaron Brockovich? It's almost like it's become accepted. Remember when the crisis first surfaced in Flint, Michigan? What was the first thing the city government did? They got in bottled water for their own workers. So we have this article, and it's from Natural News again, which is a really good resource, by the way. And they're finding out now that airplane cabin air has been found to be contaminated with toxic chemicals that really can damage your health. And the problem comes from the way air is drawn from the plane engines in order to keep the cabin warm. And there are effluents that are coming off of the engines. There's the oils used to lubricate the engine, very fine particles of metal that are constantly sloughing off. And then there are, of course, the various plastics that are leaching into the environment. And the only current aircraft that isn't using this method of supplying cabin air is the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which actually uses electric compressors to take air from the atmosphere. Much healthier way to go. And I know Boeing's had a lot of problems with the 787, but this was a good way to do this. The chemicals in the air in the airline cabin include organophosphates that can harm nerve cell coatings, and organophosphates have been linked to increased mortality and complications like weakness, seizures, and neuropathy. Exposure to these chemicals is also believed to increase the odds of suffering a cardiovascular event. Now, obviously, these problems are not going to go away anytime soon. But this was what the Environmental Protection Agency was supposed to be doing. We know now that the real reason Richard Nixon formed the Environmental Protection Agency was to just shut the environmentalists up, and also to start a government land grab. Because, again, once gold convertibility of the Federal Reserve note was ended, other nations all of a sudden started wondering, do we really have all the gold collateralizing U.S. government borrowing that is claimed? And if you go back and you look at the history of Fort Knox, there hasn't been an audit of the gold there in half a century. I mean, back in the late 70s, they opened a door and said, you can look, don't touch, don't test. But again, we don't know what is really there. We do know that a lot of the big Wall Street banks have been playing fast and loose with other people's gold. We covered that in gold conspiracy episode of America's Book of Secrets on History Channel. We don't know. There are way too many secrets out there. So Richard Nixon just started the EPA, which started grabbing huge chunks of land all over the United States, especially out west. And these were lands that had mineral resources on them, natural resources, which were now locked away from the American people, and this was being pledged as collateral on U.S. government borrowing. And they had all these little tiny different programs to conceal the scale of the land grab. The heritage rivers, the roadless areas, the wetlands, and so forth and so on. So if you looked at any one of these programs, they had a little bit of land. But if you totaled it all up, massive amounts of land. And by the way, all of this is illegal under the Constitution because of what's called the Enclave Clause, which says that the U.S. government can only own the land underneath U.S. federal government buildings, military bases, and federal infrastructure like harbors and airports. And the Founding Fathers put that in there to prevent a government that got itself into a financial mess from simply confiscating the heritage of the American people, our inheritance, our public lands, and selling them off, which is effectively what's been going on here. When the U.S. government defaults on its debt, which now seems imminent, you're going to have a lot of creditors showing up at the border and saying, you know, we want to take over this area. It's a natural park. We're going to put up a shopping mall and a couple of other things like that. And we're going to have to be ready to stand firm and say, no, that government didn't have the legal authority to pledge our public lands as collateral on their debt. And we're sorry for your losses, but you should have done a little more due diligence before you signed that check. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Russell in Australia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Michael. Want to reply. One of your callers mentioned about the nuclear tension build-up with India and Pakistan. Just an interesting point at the time, India had been running in its newspapers the story of how Pakistan's ISI had wire transferred money to Muhammad Atta and the hijackers involved in 9/11.
Yes.
And so Pakistan, being run by the CIA, they trumped up this whole nuclear tension thing. And another interesting point is Tony Blair, when this all this tension was going on, he flew off to do a peace mission, but while he was on this so-called peace mission, he managed to negotiate a deal to sell weapons to India. So much for the peace mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we have all these world leaders. What was that quote from Mark Twain? In the interval between campaigns, he washes the blood from his hand and works for the brotherhood of man with his mouth. And we seem to see that. Ultimately, and we learn this in advertising, we learn this in television, what people really want is what they're going to spend their money on. And in our country, it is on weapons. The development of weapons, the export of weapons. We are a warrior society. Just thinking about all the suffering caused by the United States, somebody did a study and estimated that since the end of World War II, the United States government has been responsible for something like 20 million deaths around the world in the intervening years. And that's World War numbers right there.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, isn't it, Mike? And I just noticed that when the tensions in the Middle East, and Trump was talking about a peace mission too, but they managed to negotiate a sale of about $120 million worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, which should be one of the countries that no weapons are sold to.
Yeah, I would agree with you. We do have some members of Congress who are trying to push back on that and say that we shouldn't pour any more weapons into the Middle East at all. Until things calm down, because the U.S. is fanning up this political tension, then they're sending in the arms, and the result is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mike, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, and have a good day.
Thanks. All right, thanks an awful lot. Good day yourself, and have a good afternoon. Okay, moving on here. It is. Our politicians go on out and they talk about peace at the same time they're making weapons deals. Weapons are big, big business. And I can imagine right now that many of the U.S. defense contractors are getting very, very nervous about some of the weapons that are starting to come out of testing and into production in Russia and China because they're very capable and much less expensive. And I can imagine that probably part of the deal between the U.S. and Crown Prince bin Salman wasn't that the U.S. was going to sell those weapons to Saudi Arabia, but that Saudi Arabia had to buy them and had to buy them from the United States. We've seen that kind of economic arm twisting before with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. You will buy our GMO. That's part of the agreement. So there. The fight is over who gets to sell more bombs and bullets than anybody else. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Call in and join the show, and we'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at the Fox News feed, and they're talking about this idea of a universal basic income. They're talking socialism. They're talking about having a Soviet-style economy here where everybody is paid by the government. And again, the concerns I have with that is it disincentivizes achievement and a desire for excellence. Everyone becomes a government employee. We all know how pokey and slow government employees are. But in the rising face of automation, maybe. But again, I think if you want your gross domestic product to grow, you have to have people put to work. And there are 100 million Americans right now willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. And maybe this idea of a universal basic income is sort of a last desperate Hail Mary pass at trying to hold the economy together. The big issue is who's going to pay for it all? Where is the money for the universal basic income coming from? That's a good question here. And believe it or not, Hawaii is getting ready to try this just next year. There's going to be a state-level universal basic income. I have no idea how much it's going to be. But who's going to pay for it, especially when our state is in serious economic trouble? Tourism is down. The cost overruns on the light rail. I'm sure that for people who just want to sit at home and be taken care of by the government, it sounds like a really good idea. But where does the money come from? Because I'll tell you right now, the corporations and the ultra-rich, they're not going to want to pay for this. They're addicts to money. If they weren't, we wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. But they keep promoting it. It is socialism. They're turning the United States of America into the Union of Soviet Socialist States. All righty. Now then, guy known as Wild Bill for America, his real name is William Finlay, he's an author and speaker, apparently got arrested at a Canadian airport for the crime of smuggling hate speech into Canada on his iPad. And I used to think Canada was a really cool place to go to. And apparently he was invited to speak at an event at Calgary's Olympic Plaza called the Patriotic Unity Mega Festival, coordinated by Canada's Worldwide Coalition Against Islam, which also has organizations in Europe and Australia. And apparently a special event permit for the event was denied by Calgary's Department of Canadian Recreation on the basis that the organization and the messages it espouses are hateful. And apparently when he crossed the border, they looked into his iPad and they saw information critical of Muslims, and they arrested him. And don't know how that's going to turn on out. But apparently the right to privacy has vanished in Canada, like it has here in the United States of America. And all I can say again is thank goodness for the United States Supreme Court unanimously ruling there is no such thing as a hate speech exception to the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Because this, I think, is a good example of how it's being, how that's being misused. Oh, it's hate speech. We can throw you in prison. Hate speech is subjective. There's no guideline for it. You just have to have somebody stand up and say, I'm offended. Oh, must be hate speech. There's no benchmark for the thing. So it's ridiculous. Now, apparently over in London, the violence is in the schools is getting out of control. Apparently there were three fatal stabbings in London within hours of each other. And apparently they're now starting to issue these metal-detecting wands to the schools so that as kids come in through those gates, they're given a wanding to make sure they're not carrying a knife. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at WhatReallyHappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it seems that CNN simply cannot stop pouring out the fake news. Like I said earlier in the show, one of our listeners wrote on in and said, it ought to be renamed to Bezos' blog because that's all it is these days. So apparently CNN has now run a story. They're opposed to Trump Care, and they're telling this story of Ariana and Kevin Gonzalez, and all they want is birth control. And if they live in California, and if the Republican alternative to Obamacare becomes law, they'll be having to drive over the border to Mexico to get their birth control. Now, they have health insurance, and they've got money. She's got a very good job as a high school teacher. And what the CNN article is saying is that the Trump Care could shut down Planned Parenthood, which a lot of people think ought to be shut down after being caught doing what they're doing. But here's the flaw in CNN's stories. If the Gonzalez's want birth control, they can get it a lot of other places besides Planned Parenthood. This is CNN being dishonest again. You would think they would learn a lesson. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dan in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. I just had a comment or my theory on the automation. I think it's just another lie that they've come up with to explain why the jobs have gone overseas to places like China. And I think they come up with the steady barrage of lies because they don't want to talk about terrorists and the fact that America had, you know, about 20% tariff rate on imports the first 150 years, and that created our industry to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then since they switched to free trade and globalism, they got rid of the tariffs, and then the jobs go away. And it's like every 5 years they come up with another excuse why, you know, and that now it's just automation. You know,
unions
or whatever else.
Well, you know, I did not have a good relationship with the unions when I worked in film. In fact, they were the bane of my career. But I think the problem at this point is automation has not yet started displacing a large number of jobs. So I don't know that it's an excuse. But like offshoring, it's one of those things where the first company that gets in there is going to make a lot of money and everybody else is going to hop on board, not realizing the long-term costs. Because for a properly functioning economy to continue, you always have to keep in mind that your employees collectively are also your customers collectively. If they don't have jobs, then you don't have customers. It is that simple. And this rush to automation, again, if they're talking about a universal basic income, where is the money going to come from? And I know Bill Gates is out there saying, well, we can tax the robots, but that's all well and good. Because if nobody's going to the shopping malls, those robots will be shut down or sold. If people aren't ordering products from the factories, the sale of robots will fall off. Automation is only going to be a success if there's a continuing supply of human customers for the goods and services being produced, and those humans have enough money to be buying things and keep the economy going. And maybe it's another excuse to take heat off the fact that it is this system of private central banking that is behind all of the hardship and privations that we're all dealing with. And we really do need to look at that. Now, obviously, there are some jobs that I think automation is very suitable for, going and cleaning up nuclear reactors and so forth. There are a lot of almost totally robotic factories already in existence, mostly in Europe. And it hasn't really resulted in a tremendous displacement there because there are other sectors of employment. Here in the United States, the jobs are gone. We have 100 million people surplus. And add to that all these refugees and illegal immigrants pouring on in. There are no jobs for them. Right now, everything's being a handout. And it's running out of control. We don't know how much new money the Federal Reserve has created to try and keep this system going. And by the way, they had a great day on the stock market. They're still out there tinkering with that.
Yeah, I agree totally. The way they're presenting this, like the reason the jobs are all gone is because of automation. And like you said, there hasn't been that much. I mean, I drive trucks, and they keep saying we're going to get replaced by robots, which they may do a little bit, but because of safety issues or whatever, I don't see it happening that quick. But they're presenting it like that's the reason all the jobs are gone. They just keep repeating this. Well, it's automation. So then the average person you talk to say, well, those jobs are gone because of robots. And it's like, that's not true. They're gone because of cheap labor overseas.
Well, let's just stipulate, you know, how boneheaded Wall Street and Washington, D.C. had to be to allow automation to displace human workers. They were thinking about, you know, whether they could do this without really thinking about whether they should do it. And obviously the answer is for the vast majority of occupations, no, it wasn't a good idea. Because, again, if you don't have a human population that have good jobs, that have money to pour into the system, then all the robots are going to stand around there absolutely motionless, nothing to do.
Yep, I agree totally. Kind of a side question for you, not related, regarding Gaddafi and the gold. Have you heard what happened to Gaddafi's gold? I'm kind of curious. Wasn't he one of the richest first people on Earth before Libya got destroyed?
Well, the gold we're talking about here wasn't whatever he had personally. This was gold that was acquired to back the gold dinar. They were literally going to have, and you've probably seen him in other contexts, the money was going to be this plastic card with a little chip of actual gold in it that represented the item of value. And as far, I've not been able to track down where all that gold vanished to after Gaddafi was killed.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking the call. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. All righty. Now, somebody just sent me an article. We were talking earlier in the program about a jubilee. And to give you a little background on where that comes from, jubilee was actually something that was done in ancient times where they understood that the practice of usury would destabilize an economy and a country. And so every half century, they would have a jubilee where all the slaves were freed and all the debts were zeroed out, and it was basically a reset, restart, and it kept the civilizations going. Then they stopped having that, and we started seeing usury start to tear nations apart and bring them down here. So somebody sent me this interesting little article that Japan has what they call a sovereign debt jubilee, and the way it works, and it's creative bookkeeping, but it seems to work here. The U.S. government is driving up its sovereign debt and the interest owed on it in the sure conviction that somehow or other they're going to make you and your kids and grandkids pay for it. Japan is actually canceling its debt at the rate of $720 billion per year. And the way they're doing that is they're selling the debt to their own central bank, which returns the interest to the government. Looks like kind of a shuffle here. But basically, while most central banks have ended quantitative easing, the Bank of Japan continues to buy its government's debt. Now, an interest-free debt owed to yourself that is rolled over from year to year is effectively void. In other words, a debt jubilee. It doesn't really exist anymore. Now, again, it's not a real solution. But if it's working for Japan, we might want to look at it here. Ultimately, the world has to go back to an honest monetary system. And as we edge closer to a major financial upheaval, we're looking at the globalization of all these banks to possibly drag the entire system down as a whole. And when that happens, of course, the money junkies are going to want to come up with a new one, a new global private central bank. That'll make everything okay. No, it won't. Private central banking got us into this mess. More private central banking will not get out. So we, the people of planet Earth, are going to have to stand firm and say, we demand an honest money system, or we're not going to play with you guys anymore. We're not going to listen to the bankers. We're not going to listen to the government unless we get an honest money system. And again, that was a big, big part of the American Revolution, to break free from the debt-based currency of the Bank of England. All right, let's look at what's going on here. Apparently, the president of Hungary has asked President Trump to criminally investigate George Soros. There's a good example of a money junkie who does bad things with his wealth. And Soros, of course, has been tinkering with other countries' politics. Nobody makes a big stink about that. It's only bad when Russia does it. Israel is allowed to do it around the world. Soros is allowed to do it. You know, he's our guy and everything. And apparently Hungary has had enough of this nonsense. They're asking the U.S. government to investigate George Soros. Don't think it's going to happen. Soros has got enough lawyers to hold off prosecution until he dies. Another little article. This is coming out of Alternative News Alert. Apparently, the deep state and the Democrats are terrified of Russia. And I'm not talking about this idea of Russia hacked the election or Russia colluded with Trump. It's the fact that these narratives are failing. They're stumbling. Polls are showing most Americans aren't buying any of this bad Russia, Russia hacked the DNC, and so forth and so on. And it is the fact that these narratives are failing that have people in Washington, D.C. very, very nervous, because we're starting to see, especially with this latest scandal around CNN, that whole contrived propaganda illusion that is supposed to hold us in control, keep us in our place, it's starting to come apart. It's starting to come apart at the seams. And that's why they're afraid. Because if they can't actually prove Russia did something, if the profiling project actually gets evidence Seth Rich was hit by a hitman, if it's confirmed Seth Rich was the DNC leak, look at all of those lies that are going to unravel, going back months. And the corporate media is really reached the end of its rope, so to speak. So many of their lies and hoaxes have been exposed. They've run out of room, if you will. There's no more tolerance out in the audience to be lied to some more. People are really fed up with that. And apparently, CNN is bringing in a public relations firm because of the second Project Veritas video. And again, we're getting word more are on the way. But if you really think about it, the corporate media's been lying to us our entire lives. We didn't know, because we didn't have an internet. We didn't have independent media. People who knew the truth about what was going on couldn't get it out there. For example, following the assassination of John F. Kennedy, there were people who knew the crazed lone nut story was nonsense. A lot of them died, like Dorothy Kilgallen. And there were American citizens who read the Warren Report, or they had that copy of Post magazine that shows Oswald at street level when Kennedy grabs his throat. We all knew it was a hoax. We couldn't get it out there. Today, it is very different. Back then, communication was top-down. Comes from the government, goes through the media, gets dropped on you, end of story. Now it's peer-to-peer. We're all sharing information with each other. We're calling out the liars. The internet is a jungle environment where untruths simply do not survive, whether it's corporate media, government, whatever. It is, if you think about it, a pure democracy. Everybody has an equal voice. Now, when Donald Trump won the election last November, I was elated for a couple of reasons. And one of them was that at some point, there's going to be a watershed where the corporate media is going to lose their audience. There's going to be one lie too many, one deception too many, and that would be an opportunity for the independent media to make some gains. We're overdue. It's very frustrating for the independent media to be struggling as hard as we are, just barely getting by, and see these paid liars literally paid millions of dollars to lie. It's very frustrating. And at heart, I think we're all just people. And we understand that the liars should not be paid huge amounts of money to lie to the public. And I'd like to see that come on about. Okay, now let's see. Getting on back to some more news here. Coming up here on the end of the show. Okay, Syria has now officially claimed that there is nothing to the story coming out of the White House, that Assad is getting ready to gas more innocent people, which is, it's a given. Again, why would he do that? There's no reason. He doesn't have a motive. He doesn't have a motive. Somebody just wrote in an email, CNN bringing in a PR firm. It's one group of professional liars bringing in another group of professional liars. Because that's what public relations is. It's lying to the public for money. Spin doctoring is another word for it. but that sounds negative, so it's public relations. Remember that the nurse, the phony nurse from Kuwait, claiming the Iraqis were leaving the babies on the cold hospital floor? That was put together by a public relations firm. Hill and Knowlton. They actually brag about it at the trade shows. Boy, we snookered them good here. Alrighty, getting on back here. Apparently, one of the charter schools is now officially rejecting Common Core. That is also something that needs to go. Common Core is not about education. It's about indoctrination. It's about teaching obedience to authority. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word. Bloated. You can get it today. Log on to getthetea.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And hello, I'm Erica. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to take a quick phone call from Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. On the matter of fluoride, I used to call into my local talk radio show and try and kind of test them and see if they were awake and conscious. And I would say, you know, you put sunscreen on your children before they go out on the beach, but you don't put fluoride. water to keep them from getting cavities. And that would always just blow their minds. It went right over their head. They were like, ooh, or something. But, you know, I'm sure it's the same in Hawaii. For many years, I've noticed, like, in the baby sections of different stores, Target, Walmart, grocery stores, mm-hmm. they have these gallon jug waters, and it says, with fluoride added, and it's got a picture of the little baby with the pacifier in its mouth. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, how do they get away with that?
Well, at least it's truth in labeling, and people who know what fluoride is really doing can avoid it. Again, it's a mild tranquilizer, and I think that was a big part of the reason why it was pushed into the drinking water supply, so that the American people would stay calm, cool, and collected while the governments and the banks did what they were going to do.
And CNN does a lot of reports on that as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. CNN, like the rest of the corporate media, you know, GMOs are good, vaccines are good, you will buy this product. We control your mind. I'm starting to think CNN. I keep flashing back to the opening of the original Outer Limits with a little oscilloscope wave there and the control voice saying, "We will control all you see and hear." And CNN had to do that. Remember when they had James Earl Jones doing their logos? You know, this is CNN. All right. Well, listen, Frank. I'm going to let you go here because I have one final story. That I want to get into here before the end of the program. This is a very good question. This is over at Government Slaves. Can CNN survive being exposed as fake news? And the issue isn't whether they're going to lose their audience and advertisers. The question is, how long are their corporate masters going to be signing the checks to keep those corporate media outlets propped up? Because the reality is they have been losing money like crazy for a long, long time. And their corporate owners are underwriting the losses in order to keep the propaganda machine going. But we may be approaching the point where the owners of the corporate media are looking out at America and saying, this doesn't work anymore. CNN can't convince Americans anymore. MSNBC can't convince Americans anymore. And at some point, those checkbooks are going to go away. And those people with their multi-million dollar salaries for lying are going to be out of work, although I'm sure they all have golden parachutes and they're going to be well taken care of. But it's only a matter of time because, again, with this embarrassment with CNN, this could be the beginning of the end. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here Thursday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please share what you learn here with everybody. Grab those two CNN videos off the front page of whatreallyhappened.com and make them go viral. That's your assignment. This is a call to Rivero's Rangers. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.